rest of the story. It happened once upon a winter time. The air was cool, clear. The tall pine forests were not yet blanketed in white. And on this country estate, he would spend his Christmas holiday. He was 18, uncomfortably straddling the abyss which separates boyhood from manhood. He had not been doing well in school. No such frustrations would be set aside for this while. Mother was in the house. He and his cousin and younger brother were playing outdoors. It was a game of fox and rabbit. He, as eldest and fastest, would play the rabbit. The youngsters had been hunting for him for 20 minutes or so. To avoid capture, he ran off into the woods, heading for the old bridge. Now, that bridge was a rustic, rugged structure some 50 yards long. It crossed a deep, dry ravine. He was halfway across the bridge, completely out of breath, when he heard his young pursuers approaching from either side. Well, he, the rabbit in their game, was trapped. Looking over the bridge rail, he could see the tops of the young fir trees which were growing in the ravine. Maybe, just maybe, he could leap onto one of those trees. Slide down it like a fireman's pole. Surely the branches would break his fall. Judging the distance to the nearest treetop, he climbed over the rail, spread his arms wide, and jumped. But the lad had miscalculated. He only brushed the outer tree branches in his descent. He fell 29 feet to the hard bottom of the ravine, and there he lay unconscious and seriously injured. What had begun as a children's game had ended in near tragedy. Mother was alerted. Her 18-year-old son, still unconscious, was lifted from the bottom of the ravine and carried to his bed. Attended by the most eminent specialists, he would remain unconscious for 3 days. And yet, even as he awakened, his troubles were only beginning. Among his many injuries, one kidney was ruptured. An operation would be required at once. And after that, months of recuperative confinement to his bed. His convalescence would take most of a year. I said his convalescence would take most of a year. When he was fit to travel, his parents brought him to London, and it was there that the boy's hitherto directionless life found its course. But because he had been restricted from vigorous activity, he had found the time to study, ultimately passing the school examinations, which he had twice failed before. He also found time to visit Parliament, and with each parliamentary session he observed, he became more and more enamored with politics. So, once aimless and uninspired, because of that year of time out, when he had nothing he could do but study, he was turned on, and turned on to politics. And for the rest of his life, he would stay that way. His 18th Christmas holiday might have been his last, but instead he regained consciousness after his fall from the bridge. And with that awakening, he would never be the same. Nor indeed would our world ever be the same. Sir Winston Churchill. And now you know the rest of the story.